The radio, Scotty Adams. How you doing, man?
Not bad. Nice to, we're in a bit of a funk. Nice to get out of it and put some runs up on the board for sure.
Tell me about the pitch selection today. What was working?
Fastball was working. It was moving a lot. I was definitely locating it well outside. The ump was generous with outside calls, so I just kept spotting it low and outside. And changeup was definitely working earlier on. And then they're starting to catch on it a bit. I started spiking it a bit, so went more curves, and it seemed to definitely work. They're kind of changeup curve was definitely messing them up. They never really timed it up at all, so definitely threw a lot of off speed, but it kept them off balance the whole game.
Scotty, the big out for you was with the bases loaded and the fly ball to center. You were pumped on that, weren't you?
I mean, I thought I was getting pulled the batter before, and I walked him to load the bases, and I thought I was coming out of the game, and saw coach not come out, and I'm like, well, I got one more. I got to make it count, and that's what I did. I think I got ahead on two fastballs outside. It was 1-2, and I saw Dane call the curveball. I knew I had to make it count, and I threw it down outside, and he swung at it.
All right, so what has this experience been like for you, being part of this baseball program, coming here from Toronto, coming to Escanaba? What's Escanaba been like for you, and what's Florida been like for you?
It's definitely different. The baseball is definitely not.
Who's messing with you?
Dagger.
Dagger, of course, right?
It's been a good experience. The facilities are great at Bay, and our indoor facilities. Nice to have two pens, two mounds. It's been nice. The food's cheap here in the States. People are friendly, so it's been a good overall experience.
All right, and how about this trip to Florida? What are you going to take back from here?
I wish I could take back the warm weather. I can't, but you know, I thought I pitched good in, what, I think 11 innings. So, just throw strikes. It'll work at this level. Just throw strikes and keep the ball down.
All right, I'll let you give your shout-out, Scotty, again.
Hopefully my dad, Bucky, and my brother, Brad, are listening. So if you guys are listening, this one's for you.
All right, congratulations, man.
All right, thank you.
All right, Bay College gets the W here, 17-5. Ponco... it's always better to talk after a win than a loss, and we haven't been able to do that much, obviously. But the guy, you know, it starts though with the pitching, doesn't it? I mean, you can score 17 runs and all that. Obviously, you have to score, but you know, kind of like Kyler did yesterday. You're in it. You're with the other pitchers. You kind of talked about in the pregame show. You're out of it before you can even, you know, get into your plan offensively.
Right. And well, and that's what we talked about at the end. First of all, it's really hard to break the Jack Hall curse.
I know, it is.
And, but no, when our pitchers and defense can give our offense a chance to win a game, we're going to come out on top more often than not. The way these guys are swinging the bat and approaching their bats, we're in good shape offensively. But, yeah, Scotty has – that's his second really strong outing of the trip, and he's done enough to work himself into consideration for obviously more innings and possibly some more starts. And it's funny how you come down with a set depth chart and then the guys go on the field and things change and all that stuff. But not to say that we weren't counting on Scotty, but he's really proven that we need to be counting on him.
He looks cool out there, doesn't he?
Yeah, he... I tell you what, I like him better out there than in the dugout. Oh. He asks less questions when he's on the field. I can't hear the questions he's asking.
Well, just wait till he starts asking them in French, then you'll have real problems.
Well, then I just ignore him because I don't speak French. No, he did a fantastic job and gave us a chance to win two games this weekend. Unfortunately, we couldn't come back in the first one, but did his job today. Actually went a little higher in pitch count than what we wanted, something we need to work on, and we discussed that in the game. You know, he got 0-2 a couple times and maybe tried a little bit too hard to get a strikeout instead of just having a kid chase his pitch when he's ahead in the count, and that's something he needs to work on. But so I'm not going to give him the tip of the hat and say fantastic game yet, but he a very good outing and he'll keep improving from there. So looking forward to more from Scotty.
How about Dane? He's been kind of unsung, right? But he did a nice job behind the plate for you. Ben with his bat today really hit it well. You know, got the barrel through
and Dane. Dane has done a fantastic job behind the plate. He's done some things to really improve himself defensively. You know, the way he's, I think he's really improved the way he receives the ball and presenting some pitches that are close as strikes and letting the umpire decide that there. So he's improved that tenfold from last year, and yeah, he's been more consistent at the plate, giving us a lot better at bats. And you saw today he hit the ball hard a couple of times. He does need to he has convinced me that we need more cardio in practice when he gets to third and he's panting and tired and all that. So I know he doesn't think so, but we might need to work on a little bit of that too.
Well, I'll let you say anything you'd like to the community and to everyone supporting your program. This is the last time you and I will talk on the air down here.
Thank goodness. I mean, so yes.
No. Believe me, it's mutual.
And I don't know if I have any family listen. I'm sure they, if they are, mom and dad and brothers and sisters, Julie, Jessica, Chris Scott, my niece and nephew, Sam and Megan, if they are listening, if they aren't, obviously got to say hi to them. And obviously we want to give a big thank you to all the community members that support us and listen and pay attention and all the kids that came to our clinic that are excited to wear Norse gear, all that good stuff. You know, we're so thankful to be in a community that supports us and comes out and does things with Bay Norse Athletics. It's fun to see the people that have kids in our program come to support us. But we see plenty of people that don't have kids that just love what we do. And so it's really fantastic to see them and hear from their support. And then lastly, you and everybody at RRN for coming along and doing these games. I know it means that people have to be in the station and listening to this and listening to me babble right now. And it's more than just you showing up and plugging in to do some games. So we really appreciate that. And we're very proud of our partnership with RRN and what we do together for each other, but for RRN support of Norse Athletics.
Well, I'm going to go and bug Heidi for a couple days now. What do you think?
Good. Well, hopefully this win has snapped the curse and the girls can keep winning.
They want two more today, you know?
Yes, I heard that. And hopefully we finish this trip strong. You know, everybody knows you'll have updates, and we'll have updates on the on BayNorse.com. So thank you, everybody that supports us, and hopefully we can find a way to get Jack broadcasting more games, even though we like to give him grief.
Like to. It's enjoyable. It's like a hobby of yours. Okay, well, thanks a lot, Ponko. We'll talk with you soon.
Thanks, Jack.
Okay, Mike Ponko, everybody, the coach of the Bay College Norse, and that'll wrap it up from here in Vero Beach, Florida. Want to thank everybody for tuning in. My engineers, two of them today, Gabby and Rosie back at the station, Nate coordinating all of that. And for Vinny and the guys that he has working with him down here, they do a great job of accommodating us here at Dodger Town as well as down in Fort Pierce and even yesterday in West Palm Beach. So we'll head back up to Titusville and wrap up our coverage of the week with three girls' games. The women's softball team will play two tomorrow against Spoon River, Minnesota. We'll be on the air at 2 o'clock, maybe a little earlier, quarter to 2, somewhere around there. And then a 9 a.m. game on Friday to wrap up our trip down here. We'll, of course, continue to keep you up to date on the men's games. Thanks to Brad Landis, our OSF trainer and cameraman extraordinaire for RRN. He's given me literally hundreds of pictures and videos to go through throughout this. And it's going to be a couple weeks before I actually get through all of them. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Our final score here today from Vero Beach, Florida. It was the Bay College North 17 and the Nyack College Warriors 5. Okay, that takes care of that, eh?